WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
At the start of the pandemic, COVID was understood to be a respiratory infection that mainly affected the lungs. More than 2 years later, we now know the disease affects many systems of the body, including the brain. 1 in 3 people infected with COVID suffers from long-term neurological symptoms. Researchers at the Northwestern Medicine Neuro COVID-19 Clinic found long COVID patients continue to experience neurological symptoms for an average of 15 months after their initial diagnosis. Dr. Igor Koralnik oversees that clinic, and he joins me now to talk about the study. Good morning, Dr. Koralnik.
Good morning, Mary.
We've heard the term brain fog. Does that apply here? Can you tell us what that means?
Exactly. So brain fog is a colloquial term that has been used by COVID-19 long haulers, those who have long COVID, to describe their problems with attention, memory, concentration, multitasking ability, their ability to work in their current job.
So who are the people who would be considered most at risk for getting these types of neurological symptoms?
Patients who are hospitalized with severe COVID pneumonia, intubated in the ICU, with frequently developed some brain damage, and these are patients that we're also taking care of in the clinic. But of the non-hospitalized patients, those who had mild COVID that went away, but yet developed severe brain fog, we see that 70% of those people are women, and the average age is 43 years old. We also know that women are more likely than men to develop autoimmune disease like multiple sclerosis, rheumatoid arthritis, lupus, and so on. So we think that there is an autoimmune predisposition in patients who develop long COVID, and that long COVID is actually a new type of autoimmune syndrome.
What are these patients telling you? Because it really sounds like this has got to be affecting their lives every day.
That's right. So we ask patients standardized questions about their quality of life. It's called patient-reported outcome measure, about how they feel about their own cognition, fatigue, sleep, anxiety, and depression. And we find that on all those standardized measures, patients score worse than an average U.S. population regarding their quality of life.
Is it possible that somebody listening could have these symptoms and not realize it? I mean, when should someone call a doctor instead of just trying to take an aspirin at home?
Obviously, if people have severe respiratory symptoms, shortness of breath, you know, they may have COVID pneumonia and they should see a doctor or go to the emergency room immediately for that. In terms of those other symptoms of long COVID, if they start developing anything out of the ordinary for their usual state of health, and they think that they have been exposed to COVID, they should definitely do a rapid test at home, nasal swab rapid test that they can administer at home or, you know, at the pharmacy, or they should reach out to their primary care physician.
Dr. Igor Koralnik is the chief of neuroinfectious disease and global neurology at Northwestern Medicine, and Northwestern Medicine is a financial supporter of WBEZ. Thanks for your time today, Dr. Koralnik.
Thank you very much, Mary, and stay safe.
This is WBEZ.